Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." The disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. But let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and it goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." And Jesus left that place, and he went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David! My daughter is tormented by a demon!" But he didn't answer at all. His disciples came and they urged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, Lord, help me." He answered, "It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly.